This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. If Max Crosby doesn't want to be a Cowboy, how do you explain this? And I'll get to this here in just a couple of minutes as we catch up on where we were last night about this time. Actually, it was about 6:30 last night as we were live at the Shell Shack. Wolchuk broke in with the breaking news that there is discussions being had and Max Crosby wants to be a Cowboy. Let's start there. Do we all believe that the Raiders just wanted to put out the fire last night? Maybe the story was supposed to be preliminary and we're talking about it and hearing from Max. And we heard early in the day it was news to the Cowboys. We talked about it at the start of the show. This is preliminary. Nothing is imminent. It hasn't reached the higher levels. And maybe 4 hours later, it was starting to pick up steam. And, you know, then we heard the report that Crosby wants to be a Cowboy. They said, holy cow, the face of our team is about to become a distraction. We don't even know if we want to trade him. Discussion isn't on a high enough of a level to even be close. So let's go ahead and tamp this down a bit while we get things sorted out. Is that the why they told Tom Pelissero and James Slater what they did last night? That's what I believe, Brian.
Remember this thing kind of first went down? I believe that Trey Wingo has a story. I believe it. I believe that it came. And this is why I asked earlier, I go, we got to identify if it's a coaching staff or the front office.
Yeah.
Sometimes coaches will say something. Trey's got a lot of great sources and stuff like that. And I'm thinking that Trey maybe talked to the coaching staff and then all of a sudden he reported it as breaking, you know, and then now you're in a story. Now it's like, whoa, wait a minute, breaking in this? It's Cowboys. It's a prominent defensive end. And I think that maybe that the Raiders are trying to cover what was said by their coaching staff, but I think there's truth to it.
I think
there's truth to probably the front office has talked with the coaching staff, and somebody maybe in the coaching staff got to Trey Wingo and said, hey, Trey, you're not going to believe what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah. We're going to have to go to the front office and tell them what Max wants.
We're about to trade our best player. I mean, we're talking about trading our best player. And all of a sudden, Trey reports that, and now national news, world news, whatever you want to call it, and now the Raiders are in throw water on it mode. And so now they're, you know, and Jane Slater's got great sources. Tom Pelissero's got great sources. Trey Wingo's got great sources. I mean, these people, I think the Raiders really didn't want this to get out. And they're having to say things and do things to make up for something that maybe was a slip from their coaching staff.
And a lot of times, you know, a source only has what the team is officially telling them.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes the team isn't in a position to be totally honest. Like, I think the story was flowing fine for them. Cool, we're in trade rumors. There's 2 weeks to go. It's fine. But then when it turns into Max Crosby wants to leave, that's when it turns into a little bit of a PR issue for them, and they have to move, I think, to tamp that down.
Right.
If for nothing else, the negotiation of it. But what if Max doesn't end up getting traded? Now you have this story that's sort of lingering over you like a stench with your fan base that Max doesn't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, and I do think, you know, Max is not
from the Vegas side of it, him and Mark Davis do have an excellent relationship, yes. Like Charles Robinson said.
Charles Robinson, another great source guy.
And Max Crosby is like the good soldier that does like Vegas and loves being a Raider. He really does. I mean, he's embodied everything that it is, like what you know, Al used to say, like, this is the Raiders.
Oh, he's my kind of player.
He absolutely is. I mean, he is, Al. He's your kind of guy.
I love him. I wish I was there with him right now.
But if he were to be traded, the Cowboys are a team that he would want to go to.
That's and home, right?
I mean, he's Michigan. He played in college. I had some people texting in yesterday, like, well, he's referred to Michigan as home, but he played in high school football at Colleyville Heritage.
Okay, gotcha.
So he knows the area.
Gotcha.
He knows the area, and I believe he's got a star tattoo amongst all the other tattoos.
Got a lot of them.
Tattoos.
Got a lot of them.
So from trying to just get together as much information as possible, he would welcome a trade to the Cowboys if indeed the Raiders were to trade him. But he is not the guy that's going to go to the Raiders and say, I'm demanding a trade, and you better trade me to Dallas. But if those talks happened, and if he were to be moved, you can count Dallas as a team. He'd say, yeah, I'd play for them.
All right, next branch on this topic tree, as Wolchuk told you about.
This is not dying, by the way. This is not dying.
Not dying.
I'm still holding out hope that this is going to happen.
Yes, and if it doesn't happen, it's fine. I think he is the big fish because he would help you both against the pass and the run, but there are other options out there. And as Wolchuk told you in his Daily Football Fix, most every afternoon, 4 o'clock here on The Fan, Jeremy Fowler in his report today says the Cowboys have checked in with every team in the league looking for an impact defensive player, and Trey Hendrickson from the Bengals is one of them. Would you rather have Crosby for a first plus stuff or Hendrickson for your two?
I'd probably rather have Crosby because I think Crosby's better.
Give me Crosby.
Yeah. I mean, I just think he's more of an impact player, run and pass. I like Hendrickson. Like, that's not a bad fallback option, but I'd rather have Crosby.
Yeah, and Crosby's under contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, you're going to have to pay Hendrickson and 2 years younger.
He's a better player, and he's under contract. That's really a no-brainer.
Even for the one. No.
Yeah, for a one, I mean, Max Crosby's absolutely worth a one. Like, if you want to have pushback on two ones, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But maybe you can finagle it. Hey, it's two ones. We get Crosby, but maybe we also get like a third back or something like that. Who's to say you can't get else in return for that?
This is where it kind of like, if you do, you want to do like two ones, you want both the Green Bay ones. That way you keep your own one.
Yeah.
So what you could do is keep your one. I'll give you Green Bay's one, and I'll give you Green Bay's one next year.
Yeah.
To do this is what I wouldn't try and do two in 1 year. I'd go ahead
agreed.
I'd do the one and the one is what I would do. If they said, no, we want both ones this year, okay, Crosby, and I'm just asking you guys this question. How much does Crosby help you potentially win games? To the point where you feel like that maybe this could be a division-winning team?
Yes. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
So we're taking maybe 10 wins?
Yes. Yeah. If you get to restart the season with Max Crosby, I think you could be thinking 12 or 13.
Okay. So you're thinking maybe 10 or 11 wins, right?
Yeah. Would have beaten Carolina.
So now you're in a situation where you're picking into the 20s. Green Bay, we think they're going to be, you know, they're
probably in the 20s as well.
You're talking about if you had to give both ones, it's basically like you're giving
early twos.
Yeah. You're giving early twos is what you're doing. I mean, so you should, and Dallas has had problems, and we talked about it earlier. Dallas's problems drafting defensive players late in the draft, and I think a lot of it has to do with the coaches. And I mean that in a way. I don't mean disrespect the coaches, but when coaches get involved in scouting, things get a little crazy, you know? And I used to tell coaches, I don't call third down defenses. Don't be coming in here and telling me what to do.
Yes.
You know?
I like what you're doing there. Let's use these ones to get for sure good defensive players, not who you think is going to be a good defensive player.
There's something, and Will McClay will figure it out, but there's something, I think the last 3 years of having a different defensive coordinator and different coaching staff the last 3 years, I think has kind of jacked up the way that Will drafts defensive players.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's.
And again, you're trying to win now. You're in a short window. You can talk about young players all you want, and I get that for certain times in your franchise, but now's not that time. Now's the time to capitalize right now
with a quarterback that's playing the best of his career.
You can talk about wanting to get George Pickens done, but I think he's going over $35 million. I think he might play so well that he prices you out of that. And I want the all-in push to be this year, and we'll worry about 2026 when we get there. DeMarvian Overshown with a clarification about 20 minutes ago. That knee brace that he's wearing, it's an accessory, not a necessity, says DeMarvian Overshown on Twitter, if you were wondering.
Yeah, I think they're just testing some equipment is what they're doing.
It's a pretty sweet looking brace.
It does.
But I always get nervous when I see my players with braces on.
Yeah, I get that. Especially Rebels look crazy.
How much do those slow you down?
Doesn't help.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
I mean, look at offensive linemen wear them for knee protection.
Well, Overshown just tweeted 30 minutes ago, the knee brace is an accessory, not a necessity.
Sweet. Wow. Okay. I love that.
So that's
show worthy.
That's a different type of thought.
He's such
now,
a
new
badass,
perspective.
Dude.
New perspective.
Did you play with a knee brace, Chief?
I did. Just after an ACL as well.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Did you just report?
I did.
Some things are so important you have to repeat them.
You know what? It's a badass
is that,
bar.
Lucius, is that why you jumped?
Yes.
I was sitting there. I was thinking I missed something. And I thought I did
miss something.
Oh, my gosh. He's got a knee brace. It's not a necessity. And I looked at Dawson like, didn't you just say that like 30 seconds ago?
Must have stepped outside in the hall there for a second.
Damn it.
Penske moment mid-show.
Like, I also put his hand up first before he said it.
Guys,
hold on.
I mean, that's a pretty sick tweet.
This is fresh.
30 minutes.
I really thought I messed up. I really did.
No, that wasn't you.
Yeah, okay.
That wasn't me.
The Twilight Zone, G-Bag Nation.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Didn't even react.
Oh, no, I was trying to contain my laughter.
Oh, no, he was cheesing.
He was making eye contact with me.
I knew it immediately. I was like, crap, he said
this. I looked over at you, and then Lucius stood up and started walking to the door.
He dropped the K-bomb.
I mean, the good news here is at least we weren't in the midst of interviewing one of the team's GMs.
Hey, yeah, that's a good thing.
That mistake has not been made since.
Steven, these knee braces we're
locking in.
We should start doing bits to Steven, though.
Oh, no.
Okay, speaking
of... You don't think so?
Maybe not.
Somebody ask him that long question.
I mean, after that Nobu thing, maybe he deserves it.
Yes.
He did. He looked right at us and lied, dude.
I will not trade Micah.
Eric spun away from that table. What? You know, the food spread.
I put my sushi down and everything.
He's like, these are good men right here.
It is a good segue into asking him about the trade deadline and lying season coming up when he joins us Friday at 3 o'clock. Stephen Jones will be on with us. Okay, so what do you think about the bit of following the guys on social media and reading into that? Pauly Market Blitz.
Yeah.
You know, they set the gambling odds and they tweeted, Max Crosby has now followed Dak, Jake Ferguson, Jadeveon Clowney, Sam Williams, Trayvon Diggs, Jalen Tolbert, Donnie Fowler, Malik Hooker, among other Cowboys on Instagram.
He's followed Bobby Belt, too.
Have you guys seen this Pauly Market
Blitz? When did he start doing that?
That's what I'm saying. That's you can't figure that out anymore. Didn't they take?
No, Bobby said he was following him for years.
Okay,
like he knew him back in high school.
Well, Bobby's a known commodity on the IG.
You can tell on Twitter the chronology of when they follow you, but you can't on Instagram anymore.
I think they it's a like I know something here. It's like a button. The history button. They took it away. Right? There's something that they said you can no longer look at people who they follow and stuff that way. You don't know when they started following them.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
They took that away. I'm like an Instagram
guy. Our social media expert, Brian Broaddus, is here in the G-Bag
Nation.
I thought it was just OnlyFans for him, but I guess the IG's
get him a life raft. He's drowning. Mm.
Sometimes Instagram and OnlyFans can be hard to tell apart.
Yep.
These gals making money there, too, hand over fist. Cowboys have signed Zion Childress back to their practice squad. He was waived by the Houston Texans on Monday, cleared waivers, and as a corresponding move, Jalen Brooks has been removed to practice squad injured. So, Jalen Brooks not going to be seen. But I liked Zion Childress in camp and in preseason. Big hitter.
Yeah.
I thought he could maybe help your run defense, obviously, but he is back now after getting cut by Houston.
Start him at safety.
Shoddy today talking about key matchups for the game already, said Tyler Guyton versus Nick Benito. I guess my opinion on this is even though the Cowboys' offensive line has not been great, they'll be okay because they've proven so far they can operate at a high level. They were fine against Green Bay. Dak didn't get sacked until the very end against the Packers, and that was a borderline sack-ish. What do you think? Faith level and Guyton and Steele against these Broncos pass rushers?
It's not very high with them, to be honest with you. It's my faith level is high that Dak will be able to navigate it and get the ball out and hopefully avoid disaster. But
all it takes is one of those plays, right? And Micah was right there multiple times in that Packers game. And now this time you're on the road, things a little bit more challenging that way as well. So I that is something that I am a little bit concerned about.
Yeah, those fans are loud up there. It's one of the best atmospheres. Shoddy was talking about that today. What else do we have here around your Cowboys? Josh Butler got some work on the course today. Nick Harris says getting close to being cleared from his ACL that he suffered on the Thanksgiving game last year. Josh Butler was kind of a guy that came out of nowhere and played well.
Yeah, he really did. They threw him into the fire and he responded.
He's the rare corner that has like a 4.75 40.
And he can still play. Yeah.
It's like, what?
I guess he figured it out, but he really helped. I remember his physicality in the run game. His tackling was good.
Yep, sure was.
Talking about Javonte Williams today, Shoddy said, I like big backs. And then he paused for effect and referenced Sir Mix-a-Lot and actually started singing, I like big backs. I would say the Shoddy presser is maybe the best press conference in all of sport now that Mike Leach is no longer with us. This was turning into, there's a vibe going on there.
Yeah.
Like guys are saying hi to him and he's got a bit going with Clarence Hill. He's teasing Clarence Hill. Like it might be the best show on the fan right now, the Brian Schottenheimer press conference.
Yeah, he's pretty incredible. And he's like, he's fun. He gives thoughtful answers. He has a good time with it. But you also have the other guys that are like the Joe Mazzullas of the world that are like a different kind of entertaining.
Just like a creepy weird. Just
yeah, you never know.
Violent.
You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. From a violent standpoint. Yeah. Absolutely.
He's probably in college when this song hit.
Plus, I like turning up in the swamp to this song right here.
This is Lane Kiffin. He wakes up to this in the morning.
Shoddy's getting after it. Visor on.
Hey, butts are very important in football, too.
Hell yeah, they are.
It's the best way to recruit. Just look at that hiney.
Many ample glutes out there. Okay, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day, part of your night. And we're going to talk some hoop coming up next as the Mavs are getting set to open the campaign. Chief, what's in store?
Yeah, we have the first rim sesh of the 2025 NBA season, prepping our bodies for the Mavs season opener, and we play a brand new NBA game next year in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. What a big night in sports. Mavs opener. hosting the Spurs coming up at 8:30. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. It is time for the first time in the 2025 NBA season to go ahead and cut the lights out, put the kids to bed, so the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when we are just over 2 hours to the Mavs opening tip. The flag debut, Wemby, Lively, ESPN, Ryan Rucco, friend of the program, Jay Billis on the call. Tonight's going to be absolutely fantastic, boys. We already have Inside the NBA making their return as well and their debut on ESPN. The two notable quotes that I've seen so far, the first of which is from Charles Barkley, quote, "The Dallas Mavericks of Dallas are the second best team in the Western Conference, even without Kyrie Irving."
Let's go. Hell yeah.
He is sipping. And that's the kiss of death, of course, when Charles Barkley likes your basketball team. That's the first moment that you know your team is
second best team.
He was the first guy to call Mavs championship in 2011. That might have been the last time he was right about one of these things, but he did it.
Like that? I like that.
Maybe, I mean, basketball is cyclical, isn't
it? It is.
It is. Circle of life. Circle of takes.
I mean, that's putting a tremendous amount of belief that Anthony Davis can stay healthy. But, you know, I look back to the first game that he played last year. That's the model for how this thing works. It's got to be tenacious defense. It's got to be rebounding, blocking shots, and getting out in transition. It's putting so much pressure, I guess, or expectation on Cooper Flagg as well. Like, there's going to be growing pains, and this guy's got to play 35 minutes a night. You're going to have to play through that for the long-term benefit of him. So that's showing a lot of faith in young players and injuries, but I like it. You know, I can't rule it out. Depth. I would say third best at best, though, behind Denver absolutely. And OKC.
Depth, defense, depth, big D, defense, depth.
Big D stands for depth.
I mean, come on now.
And defense.
The matchups are insane. I mean, let's take out Klay Thompson, put Najee Marshall out there. Now, how is anybody going to find any sort of daylight? And what the Thunder did last year is they were able to cheat to one side of the court to take away the primary scorer and still have enough athleticism and length to get all the way to the other side, choke off the lane, and challenge three-point shots. There's not many teams athletically that can do what the Mavs can do.
Meg Thee Stallion will not tolerate your Klay Thompson slander.
As
she apparently, allegedly, reportedly, according to her Instagram story, has one of those Labubu dolls.
Oh, yeah?
That is Klay Thompson.
She's going to curse us?
She's got the longest, pointiest fake fingernails you've ever seen holding it. So I'm assuming she's in the building tonight. I don't know. But
I hope she is.
She's definitely repping. She's repping for her man. She can't wait to get him a victory catfish and spaghetti meal when he gets home tonight.
Delicious.
So that's a Klay Thompson labubu. Yeah. Are they making like basketball player labubus and football players and action figures and whatnot?
I guess so, unless she's just got the hookup. Hey, she's Meg Thee Stallion. She can get labubu to do whatever they want. But perhaps, yeah, you can just go ahead and dial up whatever kind of labubu. I don't know. I feel weird even saying labubu. I don't really understand it.
I'm not sure either. We accidentally got Remy a lafufu. It's the fake labubu.
Oh, the old knockoff.
Lafufu and labubus.
Yeah, apparently there's a ton of knockoffs for it. And, you know, we were just trying to get her happy and saw one for $20, so we bought it. A couple days later, she figured out it was a fake.
Yeah, you'll get made fun of in front of her friends.
Dad, you ball-sacked me!
You're going to get her bullied, man.
What, I thought we could get away with it.
She looked it up on the internet?
I don't know how she found it out.
I bet older sister walked in there and said, hey,
probably.
Just so you know.
And I've been creepy. Talking to older sister.
Like, hey.
Let's not spoil bits.
Come on now.
Yeah.
The donut store isn't necessarily open every morning, okay? Sometimes you have to ball sack them on that.
Yes.
Let them, like, sorry, guys, it's Thursday, and donut store's not open today. I would love to take you.
As they drive by with that big neon sign that's open.
Yeah.
Kids are sharp, though. She's 4. She did the 6'7 the other night.
6'7?
Did she?
In contest.
Really? I don't even understand it. She's brilliant.
She is. Yeah.
Sequel. My second favorite quote that I've seen from Inside the NBA thus far comes courtesy of Shaq. I guess they're having a conversation about last year, and Shaq said, that's last year. Chuck was fat last year. Now look at him. He's a sex symbol.
Had to get ready for the big time on ESPN.
He looks great, man. He really does. Charles Barkley, what did you do, sir?
Looks like a guy that maybe got a health scare.
We know what he did.
That's that.
The big O.
The Ozempic.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it can happen. It can.
It's a cheat code.
All right, before we can look forward.
Is that a shots? Is that getting shots?
Yeah, fat shots.
Yeah. Before the fat shot drug.
That's all time, man. It really is. All right, so before we can look forward, let's go ahead and look back at a couple of things that took place yesterday and last night. We had the double overtime extravaganza between the Rockets and the Thunder, of course. And, I mean, that looked like it ended up being pretty unbelievable game. Me and Walchuk are at the Stars game, and then we looked down and was like, oh, wow, overtime? Oh,
still going on?
Double overtime?
Yeah.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the fourth quarter and in the overtimes put up 24 points.
My goodness.
He went berserko mode.
It was 21-20 in the first overtime. Just crazy how many buckets they were flowing.
Well, and then Sengun, first player in NBA history with at least 35 points, 10 boards, 5 assists, 5 three-pointers made in a season opener. If all of a sudden that dude's going to be pulling from three, because I've been wondering about the Rockets and no Van Vliet now. Now they got a huge starting five. Like, yeah. They're all just giant dudes.
Did you see that they had how many rebounders they had? Three of the five.
Second chance points, no question.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, I mean, this dude, 39 points last night. And now he's got the three ball working for him. That's super impressive.
His strength, his skill. You know, I think he might be the most underrated big in the league. Maybe one of the top underrated players. Might be better than Sabonis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think he is, man. He's the real deal. Okay, last night before the game, you had SportsCenter, and Big Perk was talking with Lucius's favorite SportsCenter lady. And he dropped this bar on her.
Well done.
You ready for this one?
What
you need ibuprofen for when you have a perk?
The lean back. I literally can't stand you, and I love you.
What you need ibuprofen for when you have a perk?
When you could have a perk, bro.
Say that twice and mean it.
That could be an HR violation for all I know. But
he kind of had that vibe a little bit.
Definitely in his bag.
Sounds like she got the joke, though.
Pretty incredible stuff here.
She's a baddie. She's used to it. Baddie's used to it. Happens all the time. Yeah.
Oh, Perk, you're so funny.
I love you and hate you.
I really hate you, though, but I F you.
Make sure you had that lunch on my desk, though.
Sweetie.
Do you think Perk is a where my hug at kind of dude?
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah, big old dude, where my hug?
Girl, oh, it's a big teddy bear. Yeah.
Girl, he's flirting with you.
How many girls have said, no, he's just like my brother, about Perk?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Did we get a record setter last night? I mean, the NBA is officially back now. Draymond Green picked up his first technical foul of the season 7 minutes into the action.
He's back. Wow.
And he wasn't even on the court. He was just chirping from the bench. He was so upset about whatever happened. Of course, Golden State goes on to win it, and good for them. Luka's now down bad where he's going to drop 40-plus, dang near have a triple-double, and then just lose the basketball game because that's the status of Lakers right now.
I mean, you take LeBron off the court here for this next month or so, he is going to have a ridiculous stat line, and I think when LeBron comes back, the offense is going to get worse. And this might, you know, propel some pretty good fireworks. I can't wait. You know, I got my popcorn out like T.O., just watching this Lakers disaster that's about to burn, baby.
Burn, baby, burn.
Hate watching the Lakers.
Yeah, that's a man talking with hope right there.
All right.
It's journalism right there. Okay. This team's in trouble. I think that's why Luke is so ticked. He knows the Lakers don't have a shot. It's like his first 4 years with the Mavs.
Yeah, it's just everything just reset for him. It's like, crap. It's gonna
I was
take.
Just there.
And now you got Pelinka trying to build this thing. It'll be 5 years before they get the right dudes around him.
Legal step in and help him.
They'll find a way.
Yeah, it's a good call there, Broadus.
Hey, who do the Lakers want? Who can we pair with Luka?
How often does Luka text Adam Silver being like,
we need help?
When?
There is a world where the next time the Lakers make the playoffs, Luka will no longer be on the team.
Ooh.
Just put it that way.
They're going to end up having Jokic go there. We were worried about them landing up in Denver together. It'll be Jokic to the Lakers.
That's terrifying and probably a good point.
That would hurt.
I mean, I hate it, but that's just the way this goes.
That would hurt. But he's further away from his horses. Just geographically. I don't know if he could handle that. Okay, so we have a brand new NBA game to play. Lucius, you're in on this.
Okay.
We have Bobby texted me randomly the other day. He said, my show's too scared to play it. And he sent me a couple of quotes. He says, do you think, basically, the object of the game is pretty simple. All right. I have some quotes, and you have to tell me if you think that it's NBA champion Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. Or if it's the American cult leader and convicted murderer, Charles Manson.
Nice.
Okay.
So this is
Charlie.
This is a brand new game called Mazzulla or Manson.
Okay.
Is your body ready? You can't chat GPT this one. No, guess that spread. Integrity. In the Manson versus Mazzulla game.
Integrity Farms.
All right. We start with you, Broadus. First quote, Manson or Mazzulla?
Manson.
Sanity is a small box. Insanity is everything.
That's Manson.
It's clearly Mazzulla.
I don't think Charlie would have enough self-awareness to say something like that.
Lucius?
Charlie.
Sanity is a small box. Insanity is everything.
And the way Brian said it with so much conviction and confidence. He's like, I've read this.
Yeah.
This is Charles Manson.
Nailed it. Nice work, boys.
Thank you. The Tate murders. I've seen this thing.
He's channeled his inner serial killer a time or two.
When you use Charles Manson, I have a chance in this game.
Manson or Mazzulla, we're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore.
Ah.
Lucius?
That is Mazzulla hyping those boys up.
Big Joe, just talking ball.
Yeah.
That's Mazzulla.
Just talking ball. We're all going to die, guys.
Yep. Really doesn't matter.
Get out there and give it your all.
He's the opposite to Jason Kidd.
No, he's this dark, yeah.
Nobody's dying.
Well, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Coach Joe Mazzulla here.
I'm going to go with Charles Manson.
Okay, Dawson's 0 for 2. Everyone else, you are cleaning up right now.
Woo! Let's go.
It's a double or nothing situation for me.
Integrity.
I'm out.
All right, here we go. Pain's not bad. It's good. It teaches you things. Manson or Mazzulla?
That's kind of scary.
I'll go with Chuck.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Broadus.
That's Mazzulla.
It's Mazzulla. Well, Chuck. Pain's not bad. It's good. It teaches you things.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Joe Mazzulla.
Lucius?
Yeah, that could be right down the line. That could be Charlie or Mazzulla. Definitely right down the line, but I'm going to go with Mazzulla on this one.
All right, we're 3 for 3.
This is after we can, you know, we're going to die.
Here we go. This is where my comeback starts. Yeah. This is when Charles
Manson.
This is Manson.
The halftime speech right here.
Dawson's on the board.
Oh, there we go.
Manson.
That is right.
469 was on it.
Damn, Charlie was dark.
He was really dark. No, really dark.
Are you one of these guys that's obsessed with fantasy killers?
No, there was a show called Helter Skelter.
Okay.
It was about the Manson, the Tate murders and stuff. It's weird. I mean, really. As a kid, I probably shouldn't have seen it.
Oh, wow. You saw that at a young age.
Yeah, very young
Explains
age.
Explains a lot.
Yeah.
We're all villains in someone's eyes.
Oh,
Mazzulla
shoot.
Or Manson. Dawson?
Chucky.
Old Chuck.
I'm saying Manson here.
Broadus?
I think we're Mazzullan.
The Mazzullan Oblongata?
Why was the morning show scared to do this?
No, soft. It's what... Like, yes,
what's so
Sean
bad
for.
Like, what's so naughty about that?
Leave us alone, you know?
Choppy's the king of just like anything that it's a little bit off color getting said, and then he just stops down and makes it the biggest deal in the world instead of just moving past it. It's relatively innocuous,
true.
But then he makes it a bigger deal because of his over-exaggerated reaction to a random joke.
Well, he's good at that.
Lucius?
Yeah, that's Coach.
We're all villains in someone's eyes. Comes courtesy of the mouth of Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla.
Oh,
yeah.
That seemed like such a good way to justify killing 8 people, you know? Well, I'm not that bad of a guy.
I know. I mean, when he sent these to me originally, I didn't know. He didn't tell me. So I'm like guessing, and I was just getting them wrong left and right. It's crazy how much of
it really goes to show you just how sick in the head Joe Mazzulla is.
Serial killer coach.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Manson or Mazzulla, the animal kingdom is the most pure form of hierarchy and definition that there is.
I'm pretty sure this is Missoula.
Okay, Walchuk's feeling crotch first, confident.
Yeah, I think he watches the Animal Planet stuff. I'm going Missoula here.
Dawson?
Manson?
Lucius?
Yeah, this is Charlie.
This is Joe Missoula.
Damn! Wow!
I feel like I had read this before that he had said.
Yeah, he talks about the Animal Planet.
Him and Micah Parsons, yeah. They love their animals.
Okay, and the final one here in a game that can probably go forever. I have a lot of these.
Bring it back tomorrow.
This is just volume one.
And I'm going to research.
Krusty's Corner, 340.
Manson or Missoula? Death is the greatest form of love.
Oh, my God. That's
Lucius. Yeah, go Lucius.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's Charlie. Wow. No question. Missoula said that, bro.
Yeah, this is
that's the justification.
This is Manson.
I'm making a phone call to boss and get that man out of there right now.
He got those.
Calling it sick.
Yeah, protect those boys. My God.
He got those kids to go with him on this murder stuff. So, yeah, that's him. Manson.
This is an ego death. It's the greatest form of love. You can kill your ego for the benefit of the team. It's Joe Missoula.
Channeling your inner Aaron Rodgers. Here we go, old Chuck.
I'm going Manson.
That's Charlie.
Okay.
Nice.
Woo. Oh, you got one wrong.
Oh, we got one right.
Hey, nice job. Thank fellas. You. Is this a game that's here to stay?
Absolutely.
We're here for it.
But we should mix in other serial killers.
Yeah, I think we could do a lot of this.
Get some Dahmer.
Like, this could go from Bundy. Manson to Missoula to just Dean. Killer or is coach. This, you know, because there's a lot of other coaches throughout the world.
Is this Aaron Rodgers or?
Yeah, man. It's here. All right.
We'll be back to cross with the Fred and Blake, see what the Fan After Dark has cooking here for you. Of course, Cowboys Crosstalk's coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll have some Cowboys content for you, most likely.
And, Bobby's doing some stuff over there.
Yeah, Bobby's killing it.
No idea who's on tonight. But...
And we're back with all that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're in the nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Kevin Smith coming up with the Bobby Belt on Cowboys Crosstalk from 7 to 8 on The Fan After Dark. As Fred and Blake will rock the house 8 to 11 tonight. Blake, how you doing?
I'm feeling ecstatic to be with you gentlemen. It is a Mavs season opener day. Couldn't be more happy. I know there's a lot of, where's Luka? This and that. I still love Luka. Luka's doing his thing, and I can enjoy the player. But just watching the Mavs as a new team, I am overly excited to see how Jason Kidd massages these egos and kind of how the rotation plays out.
Flag is a lock for Rookie of the Year, right?
I would say so. Just because What did we all say, like, coming in? It was like, hey, is he going to be able to make that jump, whatever, whatever. Like, the floor seems pretty high with Cooper Flagg. I think that's a really positive thing to see. It seems like a bad game from Cooper Flagg is going to be, like, 10 points, 4 rebounds. That's going to be a bad game. So it feels like the floor is pretty high for Cooper Flagg. We'll see what his playmaking looks like. Apparently, he's going to start at point guard. Don't read too much into that as far as him being, you know, Jason Kidd back in the day setting up the offense. I think it's going to be very similar if you watch any Sacramento Kings games, especially when Sabonis was there, just running up and down the floor. Doesn't matter who has the ball, they're going to bring it up. Might be PJ Washington, might be AD, be everybody but Lively. I think we'll bring up the ball today, so I'm excited.
You think he's still the point guard in 10 games?
As far as, like, in the starting lineup, like, is he listed as a point guard? I could see them tinkering with it. I honestly, I'm not even going to lie to you, I don't know. I'm going to have to wait to see this game and see how it plays out. I think there's so many question marks in a good way. Like, there's a lot of different tinkering that Jason Kidd can do with the rotation. I think you look at the Rockets, you look at maybe the Thunder, maybe the Mavericks, as far as, like, can tinker the roster every other day and still have a good starting five where you're 10, 11 deep.
But the floor is high. You know, there's no bust factor.
Floor is lava.
I would say there is no bust factor. Now, as far as him being better than Luka, as good as Dirk, franchise player, one of the greatest ever, we'll have to wait and see. And obviously, when he plays real games tonight. But as far as him being a solid player, I think already immediately he is. Me and Fred talked about it yesterday. Would you say he's the third best player on the Mavs right now? I had him at 4. I had PJ Washington ahead of him because of deference, but third or fourth already, and I feel like we've seen a lot of good things from Cooper Flagg, and if he continues to improve his jump shot, I think this sky's the limit.
Yeah, I think, like, somewhere between Kevin Garnett and Scottie Pippen.
That's pretty good.
Like, if you hybrid of those two guys together, but the defensive ability and the shot just gives you an ability to impact winning in a big way immediately. And, you know, I won't be surprised if by the end of the year we're talking about him as clearly number three, but right now, I mean, P.J. Washington's a hell of a player, and I think that's, you know, probably he's in a tie with him now.
I made this comparison last night to Fred. I think I did it off the air. Not talking at all about age or contracts or anything like that, but I think you see a little bit of Cooper Flagg and Max Crosby where they can do everything, and Luka and Micah where they do one thing generationally. Which one would you rather have?
Anything to tease for tonight?
Of course, we're going to be previewing the Mavs game. I think we're going to have a guest on to talk about the Denver Broncos. And then it's Haiku Hump Day Wednesday, baby.
I love it. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control. Just went 5 flawless for Wolchuk and Schiafalo and brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And every day, 2 to 7, we're cranking out sports content for you. Jake Ferguson tomorrow at 5:20. It's going to be the Jake Ferguson Show every Thursday at 5:20 here on The Fan. And, of course, we're going to have to pick up with these trade conversations. A little bit disappointed that today wasn't the day where we got Max Crosby. I thought last night at this time as we were wrapping that show up, you know, we could have very well been in a Max Crosby situation today, but we're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Maybe trade deadline. Maybe the Raiders won't be willing to do it after all. But as our guys told you multiple times today, that story is not dead yet. Okay, so now I can wrap up the show. Sorry about that false alarm there, Lucius. LA Live every day, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. G-Bag of the Day every day at 5:30 for Lucius and Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Mavs of basketball tonight at 8:30. Back tomorrow to talk about it all here with you on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.